This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read and recorded by Betsy Bush, Marquette, Michigan, November 2006. The Middle Temple Murder by J.S. Fletcher. Chapter 1. The Scrap of Gray Paper. As a rule, Spargo left the watchman office at 2 o'clock. The paper had then gone to press. There was nothing for him, recently promoted to a sub-editorship, to do after he had passed the column for which he was responsible. As a matter of fact, he could have gone home before the machines began their clatter. But he generally hung about, trifling until 2 o'clock came. On this occasion, the morning of the 22nd of June, 1912, he stopped longer than usual, chatting with Hackett, who had charge of the foreign news, and who began telling him about a telegram which had just come through from Durazzo. What Hackett had to tell was interesting. Spargo lingered to hear all about it, and to discuss it. Altogether, it was well beyond 2:30 when he went out of the office, unconsciously puffing away from him as he reached the threshold, the last breath of the atmosphere in which he had spent his midnight. In Fleet Street, the air was fresh, almost to sweetness, and the first gray of the coming dawn was breaking faintly around the high silence of St. Paul's. Spargo lived in Bloomsbury, on the west side of Russell Square. Every night and every morning he walked to and from the watchman office by the same route. Southampton Row, King's Way, the Strand, Fleet Street. He came to know several faces, especially amongst the police. He formed the habit of exchanging greetings with various officers whom he had encountered at regular points as he went slowly homewards, smoking his pipe. And on this morning, as he drew near to Middle Temple Lane, he saw a policeman whom he knew, one Driscoll, standing at the entrance, looking about him. Further away, another policeman appeared, sauntering. Driscoll raised an arm and signaled. Then, turning, he saw Spargo. He moved a step or two towards him. Spargo saw news in his face. "What is it?" asked Spargo. Driscoll jerked a thumb over his shoulder, towards the partly open door of the lane. Within, Spargo saw a man hastily donning a waistcoat and jacket. "He says," answered Driscoll.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"